Let's go back 27 years now, when two thieves disguised as cops walked right through the doors of Boston's Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum and walked out with 13 pieces of art worth $500 million. Then this May, all these years later, the museum doubled the reward for the return of those pieces. Give us back the art, they say, and it's worth $10 million to you, but only for a limited time. The offer expires at the end of this year, and Arthur Brand says he knows where the art is. He's an art detective, often called the Indiana Jones of the art world, and he's convinced that he knows just where these paintings are with the IRA in Ireland. He says this isn't just the biggest theft in art history, it's also one of the biggest mysteries.
We are talking here about the top of the bill, Vermeer, Rembrandt. So it's very strange that since 27 years, there has been no real trace of these paintings. And that's the whole mystery. Have they been burned? Are they in the possession of somebody who just doesn't want to talk? But normally when two or three people know about a secret, it's not anymore a secret. And especially when there is a reward like this, you would suppose that somebody would talk.
You know, a lot of people wonder, Arthur, how the economics of art theft really works. Because if you steal a really famous painting, a Vermeer or a Rembrandt, this is a famous product. If somebody sees it in your home, they're going to know that it's stolen. Yeah. They've been to the Louvre.
Most often it's being used in the criminal underworld as payment. If there is a drug deal or an art deal and one of the parties do not have the cash, they trade it for a painting. So that is what we see often. And there is another group, and then we are talking about the Mafia or the IRA. They use these paintings as a kind of art napping. It's like kidnapping, but with art, with a painting. And they use it when it's convenient for them to trade it with the police or with whomever if they are in troubles. There was this case in 1974 that an IRA member, Rose Dungal, stole a Vermeer, and she wanted to trade it when the English government would move incarcerated IRA prisoners from England to Belfast so that they could be closer to their families.
So, Arthur Brand, you mentioned the IRA, and it's relevant to this Boston heist because you're convinced these paintings are in Ireland, right?
Exactly. I have spoken to a lot of Irish reporters the last 2 weeks, and they all say, look, since we are investigating the IRA and talking with people within the IRA, they are all convinced that these pieces are in Ireland. There was a strong link between Boston and the IRA. And the IRA has a history of being involved in stolen art. We have been talking for a few years with people within the IRA, and they told us, look, the paintings are in the hands of our leaders. Within the IRA, it's not a secret. Let's call it like that. So summing that all up, I am convinced they are on Ireland.
So Arthur Brand, you're trying to find these paintings. You're the art detective. If you think you know where these paintings are, why are you talking to people like me? Why don't you just keep it quiet and go get these paintings?
Well, the people who have them in their possession, let's say the IRA, did not steal it. The FBI says the two original thieves have died already. So these people who have them right now, what more can the FBI do than say, look, there is $10 million waiting for you? And I, in these interviews that I gave, I said, well, look, I know you can trust the FBI in this case, but if you do not trust the FBI, you can always call me and I will negotiate and we will get these things back.
Let's say this goes the way you think. Let's say the paintings are in Ireland. Let's say the people holding the paintings come to you and they want to do a deal, $10 million. What's your cut?
Nothing. I'm not in this for the money. I earn my money in other things. So this is, for me, is some kind of adventure. And let's face it, it's the biggest art heist in history. So if I can solve it, I would be very happy, because we're also talking about a Vermeer, a Rembrandt, painters from my hometown. So I'm not going to negotiate about a cut for myself.
Well, we wish you all the luck in recovering $500 million of stolen art from Boston. Arthur Brand, art investigator, thank you.
Thank you.